What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Love and Metal Podcast. I'm Keith.
I'm Mel.
And we're not bringing you really anything this week.
No, just a new episode.
Yes. This is the new episode, episode number 5 of the rebrand.
Yeah.
Episode 5 of Love and Metal.
Must have conversations.
Must have conversations in relationships that not only can save them, but can start them really right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So we hope you stay through this episode because we have a topic tonight that most people skip over, like we'll talk about in the meat section of our podcast.
I like meat.
You like meat. I know you
do. You're meat.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There we go. Anyways, in the second half of the episode, we'll be talking about alone time or quote-unquote you time.
Yeah, time away from your partner doing things that you potentially like to do.
Speaking of time away from your partner, you've been spending a lot of time away from me.
Not too much.
I'm just playing.
I went to the beach with my friend.
Yeah.
We celebrated 25 years of friendship.
Yeah.
I've known Jen since we were in college.
Yeah.
And her and I literally have never taken a trip together just by ourselves in 25 years. So it was super nice. We went to the beach. We had a great time. Super chill, relaxing.
Yeah.
And 25 years is silver. And so her and I bought matching rings.
I think we talked about this on the last episode.
Oh, maybe we did.
We might have, but we're old and it doesn't matter. So you got to repeat old person story.
We probably did because I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, then everybody doesn't hears matter. It again.
So the people who didn't listen to last week's episode.
You hear it again.
You got to hear it fresh.
Yes. Do we want to talk about potentially what we're changing up in the next next week or so?
Yeah. So if you're listening to the second half of the episode, you'll notice that we're talking about we're live and we did record that portion of the episode live. We streamed it down a bit. We decided instead of doing a recap like we're doing now, we will record live the second half of the episode. But after giving it much, much thought, we thought, how hard is it to record live? Make sure we get our audio right because I screwed up the record button, so I have to pull audio from the video, which hopefully will be okay, which should be, but at the same time, it became a little hectic to get it all together.
And we're missing out on interacting with the people who are tuning in to watch our feed live. We really can't interact with them like we'd like to and record the podcast. So we're thinking that we will now just record the podcast like we always did previously on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursdays at 7:30, we'll do a live session. Could be related to the podcast that week. So if people are listening to it, they can chime in and give us some input or if they want to talk about things that we talked about. Great. Or we could just sit around and just talk and carry on and talk about whatever anybody wants to talk about.
That's right. And we'll do it in the blood red night.
Oh, yeah. I like this mood lighting you got going on here.
Whatever.
But yeah, I think it'll be better. I think it'll be a little bit more interactive because I do feel bad when people are writing comments on our videos and we really can't obviously stop recording to interact with people.
Yeah.
So I think this is your brilliant idea and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to try it out. So we'll be releasing
our podcast on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll release the podcast on Tuesdays. We're working on our meet and greet videos. We may be working on like refining that as well, maybe changing the name. We're going through some things. Like I said, we're testing the waters of everything we're doing, but we got to get content out. So that's what we're doing. Always going to have a podcast hitting the airways. But yeah, the live stream, we'll put up some posts to let you know when it's going to happen. We're looking at Thursday nights, 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock.
I think that's good.
It's a good time. You know, people ain't doing anything. They can hop on. We're going to try another, like at the same time, we're going to try to do it through Facebook and we're going to try to do it through YouTube. I'm possibly going to try to do this through Twitch and maybe even a special Instagram live time as well, which, you know, we'll have all the cameras set up.
All of them.
All of them.
Let's roll.
Yeah. But anyways, that's what's going on with us. Let us know what's going on with you, man. Shoot us an email over at our old email address.
Yeah, rockhippies at gmail.com.
Rock Hippie Adventures.
Oh, Adventures. Yeah, Adventures. My bad. I already took that part off.
rockhippieadventures@gmail.com. Not that anybody really drops emails anymore, so just go over to our Instagram page and hit us up with a DM or just drop us a comment on one of our posts.
We're on that way more than we ever check the email.
Way more, because I rarely check our emails, because like I have enough email already to check.
Yeah, so skip the email part. Yeah. Just go straight to our DMs.
I mean, if you're really like business oriented and you love emails, hit me on LinkedIn. You can find me, Keith Wilson, with the other 9 million Keith Wilsons.
Yeah, but he's a good looking one.
But I'm the only one with a stupid photo of me in my studio. Where that's the funny thing. So if you like scroll through LinkedIn, right?
Right.
And you look at everybody's pictures. You know, everybody's got like their. You know, there's a selfie of them.
I'm not on LinkedIn, but I don't probably need to be.
Yeah, and I really used it for recruiting.
You teach school for what? Sorry, my 25th year.
Yeah, so I use it for like recruiting purposes, yeah, but it's good for networking and business too. I mean, it does make sense. Help you there. But, you know, so everybody's got their, you know, they're either in their like,
business headshot
with their like suit and tie or the women. And, you know, there are some people who have selfies on there because, you know, we're in the age of selfies. So it's easier to take a selfie than go have a headshot done.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, you'll set your own headshot up. Which I had for a while, and I kept looking at my profile picture on LinkedIn. I was like, this is stupid, goofy.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. This is not who I am. So I had this really, I thought it was a really cool picture of me in my studio behind the mic. Like, I was actually working on some thumbnails for YouTube for one of my other channels.
Yeah, so you took a picture.
So I took a picture, and I was like, I kind of like this. So that's my profile picture on LinkedIn. I mean, it's the weirdest thing ever. I'm so atypical from the normal business person anyways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never understood the whole LinkedIn thing, but I guess because I teach, I don't really feel like I need to have it. Some people do. Like, there are friends of mine that have LinkedIn pages, but I'm like...
It's just another form of social media. I mean, it's almost used in the same way. There's a lot of political posts, people bitching about this, bitching about that.
Oh, I got you.
But overall, the majority of it is for business networking.
Yeah.
It's really for networking. And if it's used for networking, it kind of comes in handy because, honestly, it's helped me get jobs.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You can put you out there, and you, like, I still get job offers.
Yeah, you do. Actually, somebody called you the other day when we were in the car.
Yeah. But, you know.
Well, I guess if this was released on Tuesday, it's my first day of school.
Yeah, but it's not your first day of school.
Well, it's my first work day.
But it's not your first day of school because we're recording on Monday.
Yeah, so not yet, but tomorrow will be. I start year 25, so I have 20. It'll be my 25th year of teaching, starting it.
Yep.
24 down, 6 more to go. Let's roll.
Let's get it done.
Yes.
Well, as we said, find us on the Instagram. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, as we always talked about. And if you're listening to this, subscribe to this podcast.
Yeah, and go over to Apple and go ahead and hit those 5 stars for us. Leave us a review. We do read them, and we appreciate it. Those people that have already done that.
And if you're on Spotify, definitely hit the follow button there. Yeah. Helps us out. Or if you're using another app for podcasting, which you probably are, hit the subscribe button or hit the automatic downloads. Get these things coming down each week so you can hear us talk a bunch of nonsense about relationships. But I'm telling you, if you listen to us, you may just gather one piece of a nugget
of information,
wonderful information that will help you somewhere. Or if not, you'll hear her say something stupid and laugh out loud.
That's true.
All the time. So we'll be back in a minute with the meat section of the show, talking about alone time. Crazy. What's up, everybody? You are joining us live. We're starting the show.
We are.
If you're listening to us on the audio, you heard my phone go off. But anyways, welcome to the show. Welcome back from the ad if you're listening to the audio. And tonight we are discussing our series again, Must Have Conversations or Relationship Conversations.
Yeah. Talking about alone time.
Alone time. Absolutely. Tonight we'll be talking about the alone time. So, alone time.
Where'd you do that thing at?
Oh, what'd I do with the thing? I did this with the thing.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
We do actually take notes. We actually do our job.
Yeah, we beforehand. Do our job. Sort of. We're only doing it sort of.
So, we talked about money. We've talked about sex.
Right.
And intimacy. So now we're talking about alone time.
Alone time. And it's a conversation that most people don't think is important, or they tend to skip this conversation because they don't think alone time is something that kind of needs to be talked about in the realm of the relationship.
Or they handle it as a, as need basis. So, like, yeah. if it comes up, like, they just, you know, have the conversation then, like, hey, I'm going to do whatever.
Right.
Today or tomorrow, whatever the case might be. But it is helpful to have a conversation ahead of time, I do believe.
Yeah, I think you must have the conversation of alone time. And I think when we're talking about alone time, I think for us, it's, as we do with all the topics, is kind of define it. We talked about, we defined intimacy and sex, which you think those aren't very hard to define because we know what sex is. But in the
we do.
The spectrum of when we're talking about relationships, it's very important to focus down into what that means and what does alone time mean. I mean, at its core, the definition of alone time would be time spent alone. Time spent
by yourself.
But in relationship definition, what does that really mean? What does alone time mean? Does it mean time away from the partner, or is it true solo time? Like
you're not hanging out with anybody else. You're just going to be hanging out
exactly.
by yourself.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I would consider alone time away from you. Like I don't. I mean, I could be time by myself,
mm-hmm.
but for me, it would be time spent with my friends
okay.
doing something.
Okay.
Or taking part in an activity that you might not like to do, but that I like to do.
Okay.
And it may be with other people, most likely. Probably not by myself. At least the stuff I like to do, which would be like running or
okay.
going to do pottery so or something like
when
that.
When we talk about alone time, could we ask the question, is it like relationship rejuvenation? Like, is it a method you use to rejuvenate your relationship? Is it something that's just like you're saying is time away from me doing your own thing? Not that it's just truly time for yourself.
Yeah, because I don't think I have to be away from you to like, you know, add spice back into our relationship. It's not like the heart grows fonder when you're away from each other. Like, I mean, maybe it does okay. a little bit, but I don't think that's the way I look at it. It's just doing stuff that's, you know, things that you wouldn't necessarily want to do, maybe. Or just spending time with my friends.
Okay, so what you're saying is that any time spent away from me is what we consider alone time. Now, granted, we've had these conversations before
right,
between
totally.
Us, but yeah. putting it out into the realm of
yeah,
everybody but, else listening to us now, kind of maybe this is a conversation you're hearing for the first time,
yeah.
or you've never had this conversation with your spouse, this is a, or significant other. This is one of those times where it's like, maybe I need to listen to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, what's it for you? It's different for you, though.
Right. So,
I think
maybe defining alone time and getting to that part is where we can decide what's acceptable or maybe what it really looks like.
Yeah, I get that.
So, we both agree that alone time for a partner can be either time spent away from the partner or time that is spent specifically by yourself. And I think that's something, that's a conversation a couple should have. Like, I need alone time. Well, what does that mean? Well, I need time with my friends or I need time that's not like, we're not around each
other. Do
you think
people have time like in their house, like where they just go and do something else? I mean, I don't do that, but I guess it could be alone time. Like, hey, I'm going to go upstairs and read my book and just like unwind
yeah.
while you watch TV. That would be considered alone time that's by yourself, just having downtime by yourself.
I mean,
we don't really do that, but I guess we could.
Well, we kind of do at times. I think when we talk
your alone time is when I'm getting ready and you're playing your PlayStation waiting for me. That's your alone time. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's what we do. Yeah.
I mean, I can get that. Like, you know, if some people like want to take bubble baths or they want to like go just unwind or do
yeah.
something by themselves, I get that. That's not my style necessarily, so it's not something I would do. To me, it's more like going
out
and spending time with my friends.
I guess that can be considered a long time. I think it also depends on what part of your relationship you're in, meaning or what's going on in your relationship. Do you have kids?
Yeah,
do
I can
you
get
have,
that.
You know,
yeah, totally.
There's a lot more to the whole alone time.
Yeah, like I could see putting your kids to sleep and then like you as the mom, especially if you've been staying at home all day with them or whatever case it, or whoever the person is staying home, could be a dad too.
Yeah.
Maybe you just want some downtime, like just by yourself time
yeah.
where it's quiet and you're doing your own thing.
Right.
I get that. Totally get that. That's not a thing for us because we don't have small children.
No, we don't have small children. So that doesn't play into what we need for as alone time.
Yeah.
I think when we're having the conversation and I think having the conversation about alone time with your partner is why do you need it? Or like, is it important? or what does that look like to you? I think one of the biggest conversations you should be having is, you know, one, do we understand what alone time is? And are we giving that to each other in the respect of what we need? We had the conversation about it being that if you spend 24/7 with a partner,
yeah,
and you have no time away from them, and it's just you and that person constantly from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you do everything together, which again, not bad things, but at the same time, is there going to be a point where, okay, that person kind of is a little resentful because, or
like, why do you want alone time? Like, why do you want to be away from me? Well, like that kind of thing you're thinking?
I think that comes up in a conversation. Like,
yeah, I get that.
Why do you want alone time? But I think, do you feel like I'm doing everything with you and I do nothing by myself? Or is it you become into a place where everything is so coupled that those people become codependent upon each other, where they can't do anything by themselves? Let's say your partner has to go out of town for work, or something happens where they can't be there that day with you. Could the other spouse function in that situation?
Right.
And I've seen where it can be.
In this household, yes.
Yes, we are more than capable of functioning on
But it
our
does
own.
Happen, though.
Yeah, it does happen. I mean, there are people who cannot function without the other person around.
Yeah.
Which is a reason I think alone time is good. Mm-hmm. And when I mean alone time, like time away.
Yeah.
It could be a
I also think it's
things.
A respect thing also, because I think sometimes, you know, you do need to give each other a little space and a little time by yourselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for instance, you know, I have a child, and so I'd go spend time with her.
Yep.
And then you didn't push the button. Okay. I'd spend time with her, but that gave you alone time, but it was me doing stuff that I wanted to do also. So it was like win-win yes. for both of us.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's the point of, do I have the right, do I get into the right place with my spouse in having that time away? You mm-hmm. know, can I be away from you?
Yeah.
Can you be away from me?
Yes.
And do we respect that part of that relationship where we need those times away? Like, I think one of the things we talked about having alone time is not necessarily us being out of the house away. Like, I don't really have a lot of friends that I go and hang out with. Not that I don't have friends, just, you know, not that I go hang out with.
Yeah, you have friends, but some of the activities that you like to do are here. Catching up on your shows, playing your PlayStation, whatever the things might be.
Yes, so it's more, for me,
but that's what your alone time, that rejuvenates right. you. That's stuff that you like to do.
Right. That mm-hmm. is the portion of my alone time. And that's something we've talked about. Like, you know, you always say, well, do you need to go out and do this? Or do you need to go and have this time for yourself? And I've always said, you know, I don't need it.
Yeah. Because I did ask you that sometimes when we go. Like, if mm-hmm. you're, like, having to go run errands, you know, I'd go with you. But at the same time, you know, I did ask. We do ask sometimes, like, hey, do you need time to yourself just to, you know, go do whatever?
I always ask the question, do people consider work alone time?
Some people probably do.
Like, well, you just spent 8 hours away from me, so that's the time you spent away.
And I don't.
No,
that's
I don't
work.
Either.
No. That is not fun. There's nothing fun
it's
about
not
that.
I mean,
it's not that, but it's just, that to me is just like part of a job that you have. I mean, it's your job, obviously.
Yeah, but I sometimes think that people feel like because I have that 8 hours
you've been
away.
Gone. Well, I could see that if you have somebody who's staying at home.
Yeah. But that
you've
person,
been gone all day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I had to go to work.
And it's not the fact that, like, I went to work and you did nothing all day. It's like we both worked. I mean, if you stay at home.
Oh, yeah, you're busy.
Unless,
completely.
Well, and again, unless you're, like, just a couple and the wife just, or the husband or whoever, the significant other that stays home, has no responsibilities and they just sit in front
different.
Of the TV all day. I mean, it could be a thing, but it's still, I think that you could probably consider that time away from each other, but it's not time well spent in.
No, that's not.
An emotion, not, and I'm going to say this, that I think time away is not emotional space from the partner.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be it, but it should be more like mental Well, I said it, rejuvenation. Like, I just need a little time for my brain to function differently.
Yeah.
You know, because we're always here, you know, it's away from work. You know, maybe there's some other stresses going on. You just need that time, that you time. We keep saying alone time. We might want to change the word alone to you. It's you time. It's
spending time. The time how you want to choose to spend the time outside of here, I guess, in some regards.
Yeah. And
see, to me, I always think like alone time for me is just time with friends.
Yeah.
Like it's me time because I get to go out with my girlfriends. We get to go do pottery. We get to go out to payday fun days when we go out.
Yeah.
Or we're just like going to eat dinner with a friend or something like that. Mm-hmm. To me, that's time away from you, but it's doing the things that I would do.
Yeah.
If we weren't together. Do you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a different time with friends and people. Like, you like to go golf, and so that's a thing for you to go do, is go golf. You go out during the week every once in a while.
So.
That's a time for you to do it.
We agree. It's not time to have emotional space away. Because I think.
No.
Having an emotional distance between your partners, like, maybe there's more going on than.
Yeah, and there's people who do that, and I always find that so interesting. Like. We need to take a break from each other to like clear our space. I'm like, what are you clearing? Like, I don't have any issues.
Yeah.
Why don't you clear it together?
Yeah. Maybe that's a way to step
away from each other. That's so weird to me. I don't understand that. I'm not a big proponent of that. That seems not right.
No. And I agree. It's one of those things that kind of drives me a little crazy when we talk about alone time or you time is that, you know, I think some people may use it as an excuse to say, you know, this is my time to like, because I don't want to work on a relationship. So I need this time so our relationship can be better.
Oh, I get you. What you're saying. Yeah. I understand that. If we're together too much, it's not good. So I need to like have some space. We need to have space away from each other. Is that what you're saying? Like that kind of idea?
That's the whole point of alone time, I think, in a sense, but it's an excuse not to work on the relationship together. Like me having this time is going to make it better, but it never makes it better because you never actually work on the relationship.
You're never tackling the problems.
And I think that's the fact that you never actually had a conversation about alone time too. Like having the conversation about your time. And I think I think alone time or you time is time for your hobbies that your spouse may not particularly enjoy or want to be a part of.
Yeah, I get that. You know, like, I don't want to go golfing. So you can go golf all you want. Yeah. Have at it.
But at the same time, what's acceptable? Like, what is acceptable in the
Yeah, and that's something I think that definitely needs spectrum. To be talked about. Because what you feel like, well, I could go golf, you know, or do whatever it is that I enjoy doing, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. Is that excessive, like, to your partner? Is that too much for you? Like, I think there needs to be ground rules in that regard as to what is too much you time. Like, if you time's cutting into you doing stuff around the house, then you need to be doing stuff around the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it needs to be fair to a certain degree. I mean, if I'm always the one that's home, if not by choice, let's say, it'd be more difficult if we had children. It's different because we don't have children that are young. But if, you know, one parent's always home with the kid all the time and the other one's always gone doing you time, when's the other parent get you time? Like, when do they get to you know, have their own time?
I think that's a good conversation to have when it comes to what's acceptable. Like, what is acceptable between me and you? Like, if I go golfing one day a week and you go do this one day a week, is that acceptable? Or if things come up, like, I know things come up, like your friends may ask you, say, hey, let's go do this today. And I'm like, yeah, of course, we're totally different than most people.
Yeah, but I always run it by you.
Yeah, and,
like,
I mean,
and I'm just like, hey, do we have anything going on this weekend or do we have anything going on tomorrow night? The girls are kind of trying to get together and we're trying to go out or whatever the case might be.
Right.
It's out of respect for you and our relationship that I do that instead of saying to you, hey, I'm going out tomorrow because whatever. And I also think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but we are always, I mean, and I think that's the considerate part of us knowing that we have to have conversations about everything.
Yeah.
Is that we come to this place where we're like, hey.
I don't ask girls, you if I can I go? Yeah.
Ugh. Well, and you know, and I always told you, you don't have to ask.
No, I hate that though. I think it's silly. That's one of us holds the power in the situation. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Like I'll say, you know.
You're like, hey, are we doing anything tomorrow night? That's usually what we're doing. Hey, do we have any plans? Is anything going on?
Well, I mean, I have to ask that because I truly don't remember.
Yeah. But that's common courtesy though. You know, like, hey, were you going to do anything this weekend or, you know. Well, my friend wants me to go play golf. Do we have anything going on? No. Go play golf. Have fun. Go enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Like, my thing is making sure I don't have something planned because I never remember.
Yeah.
Like, hey, check that calendar, homie, and see if I got anything this week.
That's more remember. What it is.
You know, I got a text today, and he's like, hey, you want to play golf tomorrow night? And I'm like, or tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. You know, I got things going on because I'm going out of town for work. So I'm trying to wrap up things, you know, busy, doctor's appointments, stuff like that.
Cool.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But if it had been open, I'd been like, yo, are we good?
See ya.
You know, are we good for tomorrow? Yeah. We got anything going on? No, if we don't, okay, good. I'm going to go play golf.
Yeah, super.
But we had the conversation about our own time because we also know the depths of what happens when you're in a codependent relationship where someone depends on you constantly, and trying to get away becomes a resentment factor.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people a lot of people cannot have this conversation because the other, like we said, can be resentful of the conversation.
Right.
So you have to kind of be very
gotta read the room.
Tactful.
Yeah.
About how you have the conversation. And you need to have the conversation in the sense that you don't have this conversation like, you know, we're, or you, it needs to be a lot of bit like, I need.
Yes, you have to take ownership of it.
Yeah, you got to be like, you can't be shifting blame and guilt to the other party to get your time. Like, you know.
Yeah, or even using the thing, you know, we spend a lot of time together, and I think it would be great if we both, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just ask for what you need.
That's really a kind of backhanded way of doing it, you know? Like, we spend so much time together. I think we need some time.
Don't you think it'd be great?
Not that I'm saying we need time apart. We just need our own time. What he's really, or she's really saying is, I need my own time because I need to do things that I enjoy.
Right.
But I can't enjoy them. Not because you're there, but because it changes the environment when that other person's there. It's like, because now
it's like you going golfing and me saying, well, can I go with you? Like, come on now.
Well, I mean, you know, there's times where it's like, yeah, go golfing with me.
No.
But at the
same time. Not when you're going with friends.
Well, that's silly. That's what I was going to say. But at the same time, there's a level. Think about it. When you go out with your spouse somewhere, you have to make sure you're having a certain level of attention to your spouse or significant other.
Yeah.
You have to provide that to them because if they're there and you're doing that, they feel neglected. I don't care if they say, have fun. I'm
it
just going to be here
vibe.
Hanging around.
It does. No, I agree with you. It changes the vibe.
You can't enjoy yourself differently because now it's like, okay, the spouse is with you in the cart. So you're not like, you know,
you don't, because you'd be attending to the person. Like, are you okay to anything? You feel good? All right, I'm gonna go out here. Like, you're having, it's truly not downtime. It's not alone time. It's not time where you can just shut off and just do your own thing.
Right.
I agree. And, but you have to have that.
And I think a conversation in talking about that, like how a person reacts to that conversation, like, Do they have these emotions or feelings that are kind of reactive, combative to the conversation about your need for a long time? Again,
I think you'd be able to read that in a hot minute.
Yeah, one person should not just feel like they're the only person in the room that needs a long time because I think both partners always will need that you time, that time spent away from your partner.
Bring this up because I think this also piggybacks on. I was just thinking about this as you're talking. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times too, one person perhaps wants to go have alone time. I also find that there might be people who don't know what they would do to have alone time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So therefore they're not asking because, you know, let's say that there wasn't something that you particularly cared to do.
Yes.
But I want to go do something. It's going to be awkward for me. Not that this is the case, but it could be difficult to say, okay, I want to go do these things, but I don't even know what to offer for you to do. Like, they've become so entangled in their relationship, lost sight of maybe what they like to do on their own, whatever the case might be, that could be difficult too. Because now what's this person going to do? Like, I can't trade off. What am I going to trade off with them? They don't do anything. You know what I mean?
No,
so you
I completely
can help
understand.
Encourage that. Well, you like to do whatever, or, you know, wouldn't you like to go back and do book club or whatever it is that you like to do?
I've seen that happen.
Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly.
Made me think about that.
Well, no, but
that would be difficult to have that conversation.
Well, I think that's a conversation that happens. I think that conversation that you're talking about comes up a lot as kids get older.
Yeah, I can see
so
that.
So say just in your typical relationship, you know, you got one spouse that goes to work, and you have one spouse that stays home. Let's just say in that environment. normally this is your environment. I know a lot of dual parent working kids in daycare. That's a little bit different because that dynamic never changes. Two parents were always going to work. Those two people always work. So they're going to be gone from the house. Yeah. And then they both come home at the end of the day. And I guess in most situations, they both kind of share those duties.
Yeah.
But in where a spouse works all day and a spouse stays home with a child all day. So this is the conversation, or this is the reality that happens. So this person works all these years and this person stays home all these years.
Right.
When the children get older, you know, it's that person has only done one thing. They don't know what they like to do. They don't have that time. So then they're together all the time. And then it's like, hold on a second. I don't have this alone time. I don't have this me time anymore because we're together all the time. There's no kids. I come home from work. We're together. There's nothing else. On weekends, we're together. There's nothing else interrupting.
That's separating them out. Yeah, yeah.
So that conversation may come up. It's like, hey, you know, we might need to just have, like, I'm just going to go play golf or do these things. And the other person is like, well, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I can do. Because I think what happens is a person loses who they are because they've done this one thing for so long.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because they're tending to somebody else. And that, I think that happens for a lot of moms.
Yeah.
Because they tend to their kids so much. So their life becomes their kid. Or their life is their spouse. So they're constantly taking care of somebody else, but never taking care of themselves. So I think, in a sense, that is the most important thing,
yeah,
is to get you time. But
way before that ever way gets to before that point. That happens. Like, go with your mom friends or go somewhere.
Right.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people are
hesitant to ask because they're like, what would she do? Like, right. You know, they're thinking that, or what would he do? He doesn't really do very much, or he doesn't have many friends. And then you could feel guilty in some regards, like, you know, I'm going out, I'll see you in a little bit. And
yes,
there's resentment building or whatever the case might be.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think it's important, even from, like you're saying earlier on, encourage alone time or you time, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Earlier than when it becomes, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because if you're listening to this, I think it's an imperative to say, hey, I need to have this. This is one of those important conversations. I mean, we're talking about this conversation because we know it's important. This is, you know, third on our list because it's important.
And we also had it too. I mean, even in our situation, you went from being two single people who could do whatever they want to pretty much anytime they wanted to, who are now together in a relationship. It's imperative we had that conversation also.
Yeah.
So that it wasn't, well, I'm still going to do what the hell I want to, and you're still going to do what the hell you want to. And then you're not, then there's a huge problem. Do you know what I mean? You can't act that way either. Now, we weren't that way, but I could see where that would happen. Well, I always play poker on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Wednesday nights.
Well, yeah.
Well, you did when you were single. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, but you have to have that conversation because something has to change.
Well, I think that's because we both had conversations up front. Like, we played into the factual understanding that we know what conversations we need to have, and we knew a long time or time of things that we did was a part of the conversations we had. Yeah. Like, when we first got together, you're like, I run on Saturday mornings, I run. Well, okay, you run. Okay, great, run. I'm going to sleep in. You know.
Well, we also did that even when it came to working out at the beginning. Now we work out together, but even then it was a case. You're like, I'm going to go work out at my gym.
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome, because I go meet friends and run after school.
Yep.
We're going to catch up for dinner. And perfect. It was worked out great.
When we were dating, it was very...
We figured it out soon, though. I mean, it was easy because we both knew.
Well, but we already, again, we were two single people.
Yeah.
And we started dating, and it's like, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I've been in relationships where, you know, the boundary of whether I or the other person was maybe not too needy, but they were too present and didn't realize it. I mean, I remember dating, and I was too present because I didn't have nowhere else to go. So I just was always there.
Yeah.
Then realized, you know, at the end, I was like, well, damn, I should have found somewhere else to go. But it was because, you know, if you're new in town or you don't have any people that you can hang out with, you're just like, this is my place because I want to be here, you know?
Yeah.
And then you realize, wow, that's just way too much. And you realize
you find
that
the balance.
A person will become overbearing. We both realized that there was time that we had our own time.
Yeah.
And we also knew that if we spent our time together, it was fine. So we were fine either way, but we're also very fluid people in that sense as well.
Yeah, and we like a lot of the same things. So a lot of the things that we do are the same. So we would just do it together anyways. Do you know what I mean?
Because like, oh, I want to go, like, music. Like, a lot of people like to go to shows. we like the same bands, so therefore going to the same shows is not an issue. But if you liked a certain type of music that was different than my music, I would expect you to go to your shows, and maybe I'd go, maybe I wouldn't, but you wouldn't expect me to go to those shows.
Or it could
with
be
you.
Things I used to do with friends, like this, like a way I've done before with the girls. Yeah. We go see some random band that we all randomly want to see, and we go out on the town and do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Go to Charlotte or Raleigh and do that. That's a different situation. But yeah, we just have a lot in common. But we are also respectful of the fact that we need time apart too.
I think something else that people neglect when they're having the conversation about you time alone time is being clear in the why, the what, and the how of your need for alone time. I think being very clear, I mean, I know we kind of talked about it here and there about, you know, in this conversation tonight, but being clear about why you need it.
Yeah, like, and I think it's helpful. To explain it to your partner.
Yeah, because I think some people need understanding
well,
of
why,
like,
do you have to be away from me?
Right. Well, I have mental health issues, and sometimes I just need that certain space where nobody's around me.
Yeah.
So for me, alone time is truly alone time. Like, I take time to myself where there's nothing but me, whether it's in front of a TV, it's in my car, it's outside somewhere,
yeah.
I'm fishing. It's,
mentally check
it's
yourself.
Like, I'm checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my alone time is alone time from everybody. Like, I need alone time from the world.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that would be me explaining that to you. This is why I need this, okay? And then what is the what of my need? What the need, what is it? Well, I tell you, like, I just need.
I'm having a day.
I'm 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in front of this video game and play for 30 minutes. I'm going to ignore you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's getting ready to happen. Like,
yeah.
You can
go
talk
find
to me.
Something to do for 30 minutes.
Yeah. You can talk to me, but I am going to zone the hell out.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that's the what and the how. Like,
yeah.
Here's the what, here's the how.
Yeah.
Okay. It was clear. We had that discussion. Did you have an issue with it? If you had an issue with it, then that's when you would say, okay, I get what you're saying, but,
yeah. But I didn't, clearly.
Of course you didn't, but there's going to be people who
can't understand that. Well, what do you mean? Why is that? You know, well, can't I just, you know.
Well, and I think it's going to be different for everybody.
It is.
And that's fine. But I think also in saying that, and we're going to say it again, it can't be an excuse for anything else. A long time can't be an excuse to neglect the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, if you're that's why if you're clear about these things, and like you said before, make an agreement. Like, hey, I'm going to take 2 evenings a week and do these things. Okay. And then
I'm going to take 2 nights as well and do things.
Okay.
But if it starts beginning the point where it's now 3 nights or 4 nights, you need to have a conversation because that's not what you agreed to.
Right. Or like, I'm going to take a Saturday morning and you take a Sunday morning or whatever it is. Like, we both take Saturday morning at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our relationship, it's easy because we don't have young kids.
Yeah.
So it doesn't play. So we can both take Tuesday night. And we both could take Thursday night.
Right. But if you're juggling children.
Then you've got a whole different ball game to worry about because now you've got to juggle the responsibility of the children.
Right.
That's where that becomes a little more difficult. But now if you take 2 nights and I take 2 nights, that's 4 nights a week. We got 3 nights left for each other, but we still got kids.
Right.
So there's got to be something different there. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it's maybe that's what works.
Yeah. Or figuring out somewhere in that. Maybe it's not necessarily like going out or doing something, but it's like, okay, I'm going to put the kids to bed tonight. You enjoy the time that it takes for me to do baths and put them to sleep.
Right.
Then tomorrow night's your night. Like, I have friends that do that, which I think is great
because
it gives you some downtime.
That gives you the downtime.
To just clear your head. Maybe you want to read a book for a few minutes. You might just want to stare off in freaking space.
Again.
But when you switch it off like that with each other, I think that's just great. Like, I wish we would have done that when I was married previously with our daughter because we did not do that. Most of the bedtime stuff was me.
Yeah.
We were both working. So it was like, you know, trying to figure out who was going to do what in the evenings. He did most of the cooking. I did most of the cleaning up, but I was in charge of the bedtime routine and it got old.
Yeah. And it does. So that's, again, all the stuff we've talked about to this point are parts of the conversation. I mean, you need to define it with your partner.
Absolutely.
Defining it with your partner means you need to figure out what's acceptable. What does it really mean? Like, is it...
Is it leaving? Is it staying home?
Yeah.
It could just be like, hey, I just need 10 minutes after dinner tonight.
You probably need to clarify the fact that work is not alone time.
Word.
Again, well, for me,
I can all, it depends on what I'm doing. Like now what I'm doing at work is almost a long time for me because I enjoy what
yeah,
I'm doing.
What you're doing. Yeah.
But there's times too where I'm like stressed at work. So it's not a long time. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Don't
Mine's
want that.
Never a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I've got all the people.
Yeah, you got all the kids. You clarifies, I would clarify that it's not a neglected relationship.
Right.
But it might be just time to do hobbies that you want to do on your own that doesn't include the significant other.
Yeah.
What does that look like for each partner? I mean, honestly, what does it look like? And be clear in your understanding of it. My one thing is have an actual plan. Like we talked about, agreements. Have a plan.
Yeah.
Have a plan. Fucking have a calendar. Put it on the wall and say, hey, I'm going to be here on this day, okay? And I'm here on this day. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to schedule it. It's okay to schedule your time alone.
Absolutely.
Or your time.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, honestly, it's probably the best way to do it. That way, there's no surprises. Like, where were you at? Oh, it's my alone time today. Well, you didn't tell me it was going to be your alone time today. I thought I was going to do this.
Yeah, I thought we were going out.
You know,
out,
that reduces something. The amount of stress yeah. for your relationship.
I think it'd be a good thing to do, like, on a Sunday. Like, even if you're, like, maybe you're not, like, going out and doing something, but, mm-hmm. like, even looking at the week coming up and saying, okay, where in this week do you want to do something that's important to you? Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then figure it out that way even.
And I think
doesn't always have to be going out with friends or going golfing or whatever the case might be. It could be something else, you know.
Completely agree.
Like today, you went and got tattoos by yourself. I stayed home
because I
wasn't feeling great.
Well, that's not because we scheduled it that way.
No, we scheduled them together, but
we always schedule our tattoos together because we like to go with each other. I think it worked out better doing it like this time.
Well, you were getting so many, so I probably would have been smarter. He got eight of them.
Yeah.
Eight little picture things.
I got eight pieces of flash today.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that great, and so I had to take Advil today
right.
because I wasn't feeling good. And you should not get a tattoo when you take an Advil. It's not good. So I declined.
Not scheduled a long time, but it was.
It ended up being that way.
It ended up
I
being
watched
that
my
way.
Trash show.
Yeah.
While you were gone and slept.
But I think, yeah.
Welcome to that.
But I think in all of it, like having the conversation, you have to constantly keep this conversation open because I think needs for a long time or you time changes.
Well, and I also think it could change too. I agree with you because like what was acceptable maybe a couple of months ago, you know, we're all stuck in quarantine like we were last year. Anytime that you went out was great. But now, you know, if you're still going out three nights a week and I'm the one who's handling all the kids all the time, I'm probably not too happy right by now.
Yeah. Well, again, I think there's the status
the
of your relationship
of
or what's happening, the responsibilities of your relationship
are
important to what has to happen in the alone time.
Yeah. Balancing.
I think that's the key aspect there. So with saying all that, we're going to kind of close this up. I think we don't want to beat it into the ground. So we're going to kind of come into this place where we give you our Jerry Springer final thoughts. Because when I was writing my notes up, I was like, I just need some final thoughts. And the first thing that popped in my mind
Remember
was Jerry
that?
Springer
oh, yeah.
sitting off in the corner. Final thoughts.
Like looking at the camera.
Like, okay, you ready?
Creepy. No. You're so creepy.
So today, as we see Jack from the trailer park finding out that his girlfriend has three babies from three different men.
Oh, my God. I can't with you.
No. I mean, seriously, though.
She needed some alone time.
she needed some desperate alone time. Unfortunately, it wasn't to help your relationship. It was to further her relationship with other guys.
Yeah, there you go. Silly ass.
But trying to sum all this up, I think it's a needed release of dependency on a partner. Like you release that dependency. Like I feel the way we do things because we're so open about our conversations. We're so open about having our own time. We're open about all these things. We're very strict. I mean, we're very strict in making sure we have time away from each other.
Yeah.
Because I think we knew that if we created this place where you were so codependent, like if I went away and you were like, I can't live without you. You know, we want to set a different boundary for that.
Oh, because yeah, for sure.
I want to know that, okay, I've got to go out of town for work. I don't have to worry. Like, I don't need to worry that
I'm going to fall apart and can't handle the house while
gone. Oh my,
I'm good.
Hold on, guys. I've got to.
And I certainly don't want to be the one. This is my end of it. I don't want to be the one bugging the crap out of you trying to figure out how to do X, Y, and Z. Like, all right, like, okay, the flight's late. I'm not cooking chicken. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. Like, I'm already playing in the head. I'm like, you just let me know. Flight's late. I did have to ask you how to cook chicken, though. I guess that is a little
bit. I mean, you had to ask me what the part of the chickens was to make sure they were right. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah.
The verdict has been solved now, too. The jury was still out on the chicken leg.
If you haven't heard the episode where we talked about the chicken wings and the parts of the chicken. Because
I thought it was a tiny chicken.
Because, you know, you got your little piece of the wing that doesn't mean anything. And then you got the flat, which we consider the forearm. And then
the upper
part is the drumette, right? So, hey, great. That's good and all. Okay. And then, you know, if you listen to that episode or caught that clip, she's like, but I thought they were called legs. Well, they're not legs because she thought the chicken leg was the part.
Because it caught a drumstick and I thought it was just a little leg was a drumette.
Yeah, well,
a little chicken.
So we're out at a restaurant and order a plate of fried chicken, and this place brings you a breast, a wing, a drumstick, and a thigh.
All the stuff.
They give you a half a chicken, right?
Yeah.
Half a chicken.
So I had an anatomy lesson.
So I showed her, I took all the meat off the bones because that's what I do when I eat. I mean, I take it all, the cartilage, the knuckle, everything.
Oh, yeah,
everything.
It was gone.
And it's like a bone. And I was like, all right, so see the difference between the bones and see the other pieces that go on the bone. Now you know. They're different.
Yes, yeah, so and I she, concluded my investigation.
She finally said her investigation was concluded. Dumbass. If you could see my face, every time we this conversation starts to come up, I give her that look like.
It is a little chicken, though.
I got small you a little chicken. But anyways, I think having alone time, the conversation of alone time will help you release that dependency on your partner.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about like I'm releasing her. I'm releasing myself from being dependent upon her.
No.
Because if I become dependent upon her, then dependency also creates an identity problem for a partner, which we've kind of talked about this in past episodes, which I would love to, like, I need to start, like, keeping up. Okay, we talked about this in this episode. So when I talk about this episode, I'm going to say episode number 35. Episode
yeah.
Go check it out. But anyways. Codependency creates an identity problem for a person. So if I'm codependent on her, I lose who I am. Like I lose myself.
Yes.
I become more of her instead of me. And then when things happen, like if she goes away, I can't do my own thing because now I don't know how.
Yeah. What do I do?
Or who I am in to do that.
I was thinking like those toys that just bump in the wall and keep flipping themselves all around. Like you're lost. You're just lost. We're not lost when we're not together. We're totally okay. we're good.
But at the same time, closing this up, one of our big, big points to this is that alone time should never be an excuse to get more time for personal hobbies or neglect responsibilities.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
All right, so I need time for me so I don't have to take care of the kid or I don't have to do the dishes or
be around
your
spouse.
I want to play more video games, so I need me time. Like I need more me time.
Well, I knew that I was having problems in my past relationship, so I used running as a way to get out of the conversations because it was way easier to stay away than it was to have the conversations.
Right.
And so I totally did that. I was away all the time. All the time.
Yeah. And of course, one of the big things I'm always going to
harp on
is that there needs to be an equality of alone time for each of the partners. Like we were talking about.
Yeah, you time. There needs to be time for somebody to go do something.
Right, but it needs to be
one
equal.
Person doing all the... Doing all the
it needs
time.
To be equal. Like if she takes a day, I can take a day, or if she takes a morning, I should be able to take. We should have the same amount of time. I know it sounds funny that we're trying to balance that, but you're gonna find resentment. Like you're always gone. Like you're running like 5 days a week, and I'm home.
Like, yeah, it'll happen.
And again, I want to.
You're playing your old man basketball game.
Well, I want to really like kind of. Like bring this all together by saying I'm not saying you need equal time so you can have equal time. Her having, like, say, she runs 5 days a week, and I'm not jealous that she's gone 5 days a week. It's not that I want 5 days a week. It's the fact that you're gone 5 days a week, and we have no time together.
Yeah.
Like, how do you really feel about our relationship? Obviously, you don't like our relationship because you're not here. Like, why
are
we...
Or throw kids in the mix.
Well,
now
again,
you're not spending time with the kids.
The responsibilities of your relationship gets neglected, but at the same time, I feel like I'm neglected.
Yeah, I get that totally. So like, why are you always trying to be spending time with somebody else versus me?
Exactly. Yeah. So first off, it's not the fact that it's the neglect of responsibilities. It's the neglect of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Then it's the neglect of the responsibilities. Like, if you're saying, I don't want to be here because I don't want to take care of the kid, okay, we have an issue.
Yeah.
But when you're saying, I don't want to be here because I don't want to be with you.
Yeah.
Whole
totally
story.
Different. Yeah, totally.
So, again, equality of time apart is important. because again, it might be the opposite. Like, I don't want to take any time away from you. We need to have all our time together. Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
We need to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a lot of conversations.
Well, there's a lot of other conversations that probably could come out of this depending upon somebody's response to this.
I completely
agree. Or how it's going.
So what's the conversation that you need to have about alone time? Figure that one out. Have it with your person. And
don't be afraid to speak up if you feel like it's not equal, or that like you're the one that's always home, or you're the one that's always, if you're the one that's always out, think about why you're always trying to be out.
I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, just have the conversation.
Yeah.
Have a good conversation about your time away from home, away from your partner. It might not be away from home. It could be just in the house, like two different rooms, but it's important to have it.
And then find a way to balance it.
Yeah. Have time away from your partner, but have that conversation. I mean, don't walk up to them and be like, hey, you know, they've got this improv night downtown, and I think I want to go to it once a week. Is that okay? You know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that specific.
Mm-mm.
It could be as little as, you know what? I think we need to have 3 or 4 hours
mm-hmm.
here or there. Hey, you like to golf? Go golf one day a week.
Yeah.
Or one day every other week.
Yeah.
You know, you like to go out with your friends, go do that. Why are you not out? Like, my question to a couple is why aren't you out by yourselves?
Hell, I went on a whole vacation with my friend.
You sure did. And I stayed home and worked like a slave.
Yeah, you worked. You built a table.
I built a table.
It was nice.
Right. But anyways, guys and girls, we hope that you understand what we're saying. We hope that you're enjoying the conversations that we're having. If you've missed it, you can go back to episode 2 and find out why we're talking about them. You can go to episode 3 and check out the sex and intimacy talk. You can check out last week's episode, episode 4, when we talked about money.
All about the money.
All about them ducats, the Benjamins, man. And this week, and we don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
I already know.
We're already spontaneous. She knows. I don't.
I plan it.
Not until I do the planning session for the week. And I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
One thing at a time, people. One thing at a time. So anyways, we're glad you joined us. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where we'll be releasing a meet and greet this week, hopefully. And just check out all the other crazy shit we're doing on YouTube. Check out our Instagram page. Love and Metal Podcast.
And on the Facebook.
On the Facebook, which we're live on tonight if you're watching us.
And the YouTube.
I believe.
Oh, you already said the YouTube. We're not on Twitter. They don't like how long I type.
Stupid.
They don't. They always yell at me. They can't make it shorter because it's too much work.
Anyways, always remember to live life loud and bold.
And mediocrity is not an option for us, and it shouldn't be for you.
Hey.
Peace.
Peace.